I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wyler from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Breakno from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to the first edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We're changing things up in a big way here on the podcast. Over the last 4 or so years, we've been doing regular shorter sort of segments of runners asking the coach questions. But we want to really get down and really dig deep with some great runners around the world, here in South Africa and across the globe. And we want to help individual runners just get better. And it could be if you're training for your first 5K or your first 10K, perhaps you want to get better at a half marathon, or you want to run a marathon PB. Coach Parry can definitely help. So we've got him on the podcast with us once again. Lindsay, welcome. And nice to touch base. I'm quite excited about the changes we're making, and it's good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very cool to actually touch base with the runners themselves. You know, we've always dealt with just questions essentially on a sheet of paper. So this will be a lot more personal, and hopefully leave the runners we interact with themselves, but also the other people who can then also identify with these runners with a lot more and a lot more useful information.
Absolutely. And we've got our first guest on as well. And don't forget, if you'd like to find out more about how you can become a guest on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to coachparry.com/start. We've got some training programs you can download there, and you'll get all the details too. And it's a massive welcome on to the podcast, Lulu Sabia, who is in Cape Town. Lulu, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We just broke up there slightly, but Lulu, tell us a little bit about you and how long have you been? How long you've been running for? What's your sort of running background?
So I started running in October of 2014 with a friend of mine. We just decided let's start running, and we joined one of the clubs close to us, Edgemont. And I remember the first session, we thought, oh, this is boring. They were doing 4 minutes running, 2 minutes walking. But at the end of that session, I was left humbled because I realized that it's going to take a while to get to a point where I could run along, you know, a full 10 kilometers. So I've been running ever since. I've had a few breaks in between. And I've done quite a few 21Ks, about 6 or 7, but I find that my time is not good. And I've always had this attitude that as long as I finish, but I suppose that the running bug has caught me, because now I want to improve my time. I want to attempt a first marathon. So, yeah.
Before I let the coach run jump in,
that's a bit about me. What? And also,
why do you run, Lulu?
Okay. I run because for me, running is some form of an escape. I'm a mother of 3 children, a daughter of 12, son 8, and the third one is 3. For me, it's a way out of work and also busy life as a mother. And running has really taken care of me. I've gone through difficult times in life. Most recently, at the end of last year, losing my parents. And I found that running was a way of me getting better. So I really love running. For me, it's just a way of being out there and just doing something for myself.
Well, I'm going to take a back seat now. Lindsay, I'm going to let you jump in, and let's see if we can help Lulu achieve some of the goals. I know you were talking before we started recording, and I'm sure you'll dive into what those goals are and how to get there.
Yeah, so look, the interesting thing here is that as South Africans in general don't go about their running in a modest or particularly logical. I was going to use the word intelligent, but that might be a little bit too too direct. But we certainly aren't modest or too logic in the way we approach our running. We typically have very big ultra distance races, and so we don't really in South Africa pay enough or give enough respect to the marathon distance. So what I really like about Lulu's goal is that she would like to run a marathon, but she hasn't set that target to do it right now. Okay, so Lulu's been running for a couple of years already, done a couple of halves, and has decided she wants to move up to the marathon distance. And the race that she selected is the 2018 Cape Town Marathon, which is the first marathon on the African continent to get a gold label status. So it really is on its way to becoming a big city marathon. So time is on Lulu's side, which is brilliant because a runner's biggest threat is injury. So we've got loads of time. So now I need a little bit more information from you, Lulu. So I'm going to do a little less talking and you're going to do a little bit more talking. You have a full-time job. You are a mother of three. So those two things, they require quite a lot of responsibility, which means as much as you love running, you have a limited amount of time to run. So talk me through a little bit in terms of how many days per week can you consistently commit to either pure running or perhaps some cross training or maybe a bit of gym, whatever. Let's get a little bit of a picture of your week and what your training week could look like.
Okay. All right. Okay. So at the moment, I train with a group early mornings, 5 o'clock. And we train about 3 times a week. So we meet on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I do my long runs on Sundays because I'm not available on a Saturday. So I can commit to that. And what I've also done recently is I also try to tap in on the Tuesdays and the Thursdays as well during my lunch hour at work. It could be just a quick 5K, just around the block or go up to Rhodes Memorial just to challenge myself a bit and get moving. So I can commit to the mornings and also sort of late evenings, 6 o'clock, 5:45, I can commit to that. But that for me is a bit of an uncomfortable time. I can do maybe 2 or 3 times a week for an early evening, but I tend to enjoy morning runs. I'm a morning person and I've got this group that kind of pushes me to run early mornings. And I'm also able to commit to some training at gym. I've got a gym membership that is going at Virgin Active, but I haven't been fully utilizing it. I spend most of my time on the road when it comes to training. And I've also heard that one is to mix things up with gym work as well, but I'm not sure how to do that. So I tend to spend a lot of time on the road.
Okay. So the last little piece of information that I need for the puzzle for me is then just to get a bit of a sense of what in those three morning sessions that you're running with the Edge Meet Club and then roughly what when you say long run, what is a long run? So just in broad terms, you don't have to give me too specifics, but on the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, roughly how long do you run? Are you doing any intensity work? And then on the weekend, the Sunday, roughly how long are those runs?
So my Sunday long runs are roughly between 15 and 18 kilometers at a very comfortable, slow pace. On Mondays, I tend to do Mondays a lot on my own. I join the group now and then. So because of the long run, I don't want to commit a lot to the early Monday mornings. So I tend to do Mondays on my own lunchtime or late afternoon. And it's about 4 or 5 Ks, also comfortable. Then I join the group again on Wednesday. It's about 9 Ks. Bit of a challenge. There's one hill. And then I join them again on Friday, and Friday it's about 4.5 kilometers. Also that push myself a bit, but not too uncomfortable.
Okay, cool. All right. So just a few quick observations from my side. Running 4 days a week for most people is enough. In terms of the training that you've done up to this point in time now, I wouldn't worry too much about trying to run more. Okay. However, what you are going to need to do, and it can be a gradual process, it really doesn't have to happen in a hurry, is to increase the volume of the running slowly over time. Okay. So the weekend run, you know, while you're running and trying to improve your half marathon time for the rest of this year, that long run on the week, on the weekend, the Sunday, your kind of, let's call it your stock long run, can be somewhere in the region of 18 to 22, 23 Ks. And you'll build up slowly. So you don't just suddenly start running 20 Ks for that, right? And by the time we get to the end of the year, which is more or less when you'll be able to really run some good times, or perhaps early into next year when you start running some good times in the halves, that long run will be about 25 Ks. All right. Then your Wednesday run also needs to increase a little bit. And I would push that up to somewhere between 12 and 15 kilometers. I quite like what you're doing on the Monday, which is to take it a little bit easy after the long weekend. So I'd keep doing those four or five. And then on the Friday, we can start looking at adding in a little bit of intensity work, or doing hill repetitions or some fartleks. Now, if you did fartleks, it's quite nice because you can still meet the group and run with them a bit, and then you can run hard for 3 minutes and then jog back to the group for recovery, run hard. It's also safer to run in a group. So, but you'll want to start doing a little bit of interval work, a little bit of hill work, a little bit of speed work. Those are the things that are going to turn you into a much better 21K runner. Which will in itself start giving you more confidence for going for the longer marathon. And then obviously next year, come February-ish, you would then start to again crank up the kilometers a little bit more. Not a whole lot more, but a little bit more, because you'll need extra endurance so that you can get yourself from the 21 to the 42.
Great, thank you.
It'll help if I turn my mic on. Lindsay, yeah, that's fantastic advice. Lulu, from an overall sort of training perspective at the moment, what are you struggling with right now? What are you battling with?
So one of the things that I battle with is my, I don't know what to call it, a running form. I tend to kind of move forward as a result when I run. I think it's related to the posture. When I run, I tend to get back pain, especially after a long kind of 21K, after a long race. So I think I need to improve on my running form. I need to find a comfortable posture or way of running.
So look, one of the things that's causing that pain in your lower back is because with your training, every time you do a race, you're actually getting to the outer limit of your endurance, strength endurance, and so you probably lose form as you're running.
Okay.
So that slight forward lean that you've got, that's perhaps putting pressure on your hamstrings, your glutes, and your lower back. That in itself is not a bad. Well, not necessarily bad. Look, without watching you run, it's a little trickier to answer this question. But I do feel that by improving your fitness and by perhaps using that gym membership of yours and getting, you know, if you take your lunch break and head to the gym twice a week and do some basic Pilates type of strengthening and maybe a circuit or something like that, that will help you to give you the strength and to help improve the muscular strength that will then help to prevent that low back pain. But at the same time, also just gradually increasing your volume will also help you. And look, the human body is like a constant experiment that's happening. And so the more you run up to a point, if you overdo it, you obviously risk injury. But the more you run, the stronger each little unit becomes, because your body is literally running like little diagnostics all the time. So you slowly get more and more efficient. You slowly get stronger and stronger, and your body starts to look after you. And then a bit of gym will obviously help that process.
Okay. Great, thank you.
Cool. Lindsay, if I can just jump in there too. Lulu, you said you were running those 4 days a week with the Edgemead group Monday through Friday, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then on your lunch breaks on the Tuesday and the Thursday, you were saying you were going for a shorter one. Lindsay, would you advise that Lulu, I mean, I know you mentioned 4 days a week is enough. Would you advise that Lulu doesn't do those lunchtime trips sort of like up to Rose Memorial or shorter runs and rather spends that in the gym doing some strength and conditioning stuff?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I imply. So at the moment, what she's doing is 4 to 5K, very easy on a Monday lunchtime. Then I would say Tuesday is a good time to get in the gym. Wednesday back with the Edge crew. Thursday back in the gym. Friday with the Edge crew and throwing in a little bit of intervals and a bit of, you know, something different. Saturday becomes her rest day. And Sunday then becomes her long run day. And then that's a very nice balance for a training program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Lulu, any other questions you've got for the coach that you need help with?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. I think that's it. I've really gotten a good idea because I wasn't sure how to mix, you know, my goals. I didn't want to let go of the group. And also there's the Tuesday and the Wednesday thing that I'm doing. So it felt like there was just too much going on. And there's this club membership that I'm not using. So now I've got a good idea in terms of how can I incorporate all these things.
So one of the things I love about the South African running scene is that club structure. And, you know, your club mates, when you start training for the marathon and those Wednesday long runs really start to get a bit long and the Sunday long runs really get long, you're actually going to need your club mates. They're going to be who you're going to get up to see in the mornings. So when you start training hard for a race and getting more specific about your training, it's important to find that balance between doing a little bit on your own that allows you to achieve your individual goals, but still being able to tap into that group and to enjoy that social environment and the motivation that you get from it.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Lulu training programs, if you want to get your hands on some, all you have to do is head over to coachperry.com/start. The links to that are in the show notes for this episode of the podcast. So make sure you go check that out. And what you can do as well is if you want to be part of the Coach Parry online community, so those programs are there. If you want sort of questions answered, if you need help, just make sure you go check out coachparry.com/join. It's a thriving, growing online running community. Lindsay's in there all the time. There's forums, there's other training programs. You can get all your questions answered there when you need those questions answered. So that's pretty much it for today. Don't forget, if you are enjoying the podcast, please do leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. It does help us hugely, and we'll be back again next week with another one of these. Let us know your thoughts. What did you think of the new format? Hopefully you enjoyed it. It's going to get better, obviously. Slightly different to the way we have been doing things, so a couple of hiccups, but we will get that sorted. So to Lulu, best of luck to you. Thanks for joining us today, and the coach will catch up again next week.
Thank you so much, Brett. Thanks, coach. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Enjoy the ride.